Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
It's Dave Player in for Steve Cochran on this beautiful Thanksgiving morning here on 720 WGN. The National Retail Federation announced that it expects holiday retail sales in November and December to increase. Although holiday shopping began weeks ago, the big day Black Friday is tomorrow, then it's Small Business Saturday, followed by Cyber Monday, as the holiday selling season ramps up. And to talk about the predictions in the ever-elusive world of retailers, Catherine Cullen, she's a director of retail and consumer insights from the National Retail Federation. She joins us this morning. Happy Thanksgiving, Catherine.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
So you're looking at an increase again this year, which is good news.
It is great news. You know, we have come off in the midst of a really strong year right now. The economy's doing well, retail's doing well, and that's all just carrying forward into the holiday season. So we're expecting in November and December to see sales of up to $720 billion in retail. Of course, a lot of that is for holiday shopping and gifting.
Now, according to your annual holiday survey, consumers say they'll spend an average of $1,000 on gifts, decorations, and more this holiday season. Gifts are about $600. Food decor, greeting cards, $215. And I love this because it's about $155 that you're spending on yourself, because you can't help it when you find the great deals out there, right?
Exactly. You know, people know it's a great time to find sales and promotions, and they're out there. They're looking, of course, for gifts for their family, decorations, food, as you mentioned. But it's always nice to pick up something a little extra for yourself, something you've been saving for, you know, maybe just to reward yourself during the holiday season. And we're seeing people spend a little bit more on those items this year as well.
Now, discounts are more important than ever. 60% of shoppers say they're going to buy more on sale now than they did even 5 years ago. And I think that just kind of tells you where everybody's head is at. You know, 85% of consumers said that they backed out of purchasing an item because it wasn't on sale, even if they really wanted it, which signals to me that people eventually know they're not going to pay full price for something.
We today, as shoppers, you know, we like that thrill of finding that deal, getting that special price on something we really want. So I think that's something people just really look for. It adds to the excitement of shopping, and of course is particularly important during the holiday season, which, you know, as we know, people are buying for a lot of people in their lives. It's always great to save a little extra money. But I would also point out, during this time, you know, it's not just the sales and promotions. We also see people really liking particularly right now, you know, the tradition of going out and shopping on Black Friday with their family, seeing the decorations and displays. You know, the spirit of the season also plays in this time of year as well.
Those who are shopping online, 94% take advantage of free shipping. I think that is kind of an expectation that's been built into all of us as well, is that, why am I paying for shipping?
Exactly. Everyone expects free shipping now, and in fact, if people don't have free shipping, they'll often back out of the sale. So it's really important to consumers. And of course, we're seeing people start to look for free two-day shipping. So it's getting to you even faster than it was before.
The list of stores that are closed on Thanksgiving continue to grow every single year. It almost seemed like for about 5 years, that list got bigger and bigger. But last thing I want to do is go shopping today. I mean, I'll go online if I have to do any shopping at all. But I kind of like the fact that some of these retailers are realizing, yeah, you know what, we're going to give even our store employees a little bit of a break and some time off, and we can open bright and early on Friday morning. I think online sales has really changed that dynamic.
Exactly. You know, we're really seeing people shop across all 5 days of this weekend, or in some cases starting yesterday. I saw a lot of deals start yesterday as well. And they can shop now from the comfort of their home or out in the store, whatever their preference is. And we see retailers, you know, they're making the decision that's best for them and their employees in terms of opening on Thanksgiving Day. And we do see some retailers are continuing to open because that's what their customers want, and that's what's best for their business. But as you mentioned, you know, today, you can easily shop from the comfort of your home, from your mobile phone. You know, maybe you need a little bit of a break from the Thanksgiving meal, a little break between pie. And so you can go online and shop, while from your handheld device.
Categories that gifts that consumers would like to receive. Top one is still gift cards.
Yes, gift cards and clothes. So, sometimes you know what you want better than your friends and family. So a gift card is always a great gift for people. But we see the other categories like clothes, of course, toys. We came out with our top toy list yesterday. Books, all those traditional gifts are also still really popular.
Yeah, I know toys, there's kind of a void in the retail market, so to speak, with Toys R Us being gone. I know they're actually coming back. There's some retail stores of Toys R Us that are going to actually reopen under new ownership and management. But so many of us, I think, over the last 3 to 5 years have really gotten all of our toys from a Target or a Walmart or online at Amazon. It's just so easy when it shows up on your front porch.
Yes, and we also see parents also buying a lot of toys at discount stores. We've seen the growth of discount retailers and off-price stores, and so we're seeing them capture some of the toy market as well. As you mentioned, there's a lot of options for people out there looking to find some of the best toys for their kids.
Most popular day for shopping, of course, is Black Friday tomorrow. 77 million predicted to be out shopping, followed by Small Business Saturday with 55 million, which I love Small Business Saturday. It's just kind of helping the mom and pop out a little bit. And, of course, there's Cyber Monday, so big sales ahead. What is the big, we have an extra week this year between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Is that right?
That is correct. Similar to last year, we have an extra weekend and an extra day in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So that's really important, particularly for those last-minute shoppers, which we know happen to be men most of the time. They have an extra weekend where they can go out, maybe even if they're pushing their luck right before the 24th or 25th, to go out to the store or order something online.
Great insight, Catherine Cullen from the National Retail Federation. Thanks for getting up early with us this morning, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thanks for having us on. Enjoy your Thanksgiving as well.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Again. All right. We'll be right back.